All right, so, you know, I don't get to listen to the emergency break every week. By the way, that is part of the Morning Musers show every Friday at 7:50. They do the emergency break of the week. I do know that all of us have been players at one time or another within that segment. And we have many moments on this show that are e-break worthy. And what happens is that if a particular show does something whack jobby, the producer or the board op will pull a piece of audio off, and then he will send it to Jeremy or Fernando or George, and then the final say on what actually makes it during the emergency break of the week is George. The buck stops with George Dunham. So he goes over everything and figures out what is the...
I thought there was a little bit more of a consensus involved in this.
No.
No. It's kind of surprising.
No, he
and
figured,
disappointing.
Well, it's his baby. He likes to take control of things. You know, I mean, certain segments are certain people's, and that's his thing, and they know about it, and so they let him do it. So, you know, since Rosengarten came on the scene and was dominating the e-breaks, they really went after Craig a lot. No matter if it was really e-break worthy or not, Craig was always featured on there. And then they started having a some sort of man crush for, what's his name, Jake?
Mitchell Karasik.
Mitchell Karasik, the weekend ticker guy who just has been butchering things left and right ever since he got on the station.
I don't even know who that is.
I think we played a couple of things from Mitchell before, but Mitchell struggles a little bit. But anyway, all through this, they have basically ignored the things that Jake has sent to them from the hardline.
Right.
And we've had some really, really good e-breaks. And if people listen to that segment every single week, they may have said to themselves, man, I swear I heard something on the hardline that certainly was better than whatever they played on there that morning. So we thought we would play some e-breaks that we submitted to the musers that they turned down. Now, the definition of an emergency break is what, Mike?
It's when somebody stops down programming.
Yes.
When somebody does something, makes a mistake that's so bad or says something that's so outrageous that everything stops.
And I would say that, you know, you have moments where things go horribly wrong, like the Alexi ticker. You know, you have examples like that, but typically it's just someone saying something that stops everything down. I mean, you do have your lucky magic moments that happen once in a blue moon, and you have a Rosengarten moment. Well, he'll misspeak or whatever, but typically it's when someone says something and people just kind of stop, right? That's typically the majority of these e-breaks.
Yeah, layout is a big symptom of the emergency break.
Yeah, it's a big... Yeah, it's an indicator. When you hear when the layout happens, that's something that might be considered emergency break worthy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's one of the ones that have been rejected. I don't remember if this was...
And for the record, Corby?
Yeah.
George is completely unwilling to participate in this segment.
Yeah, okay, that's another
thing. We've texted him, we've called him.
He called me back and said he was on his way to Arkansas for vacation, but...
And then vacation?
Yeah, he's off all next week.
Yeah, he's got spring break next week.
Yeah.
Whoops. George is going on spring break.
Yeah.
What's he going to do, keg stands in Galveston?
I hope so.
Out of town, Georgie.
That'd be so great.
All right, let's get to this.
Okay, so this is one of them from a few weeks ago. This is when we were discussing the band Fun after the Grammys.
But they've been doing it longer than Glee.
Don't try to compare them to Queen or I'll kick you in the shins with a steel-toed boot.
Me?
Louder. No, anybody.
Oh.
They have nothing to do with Queen.
Nothing.
Everybody says that he sounds like Freddie Mercury at certain times. But
man, that guy cannot hold Freddie Mercury's butt plug.
I wish you hadn't have said that.
Alrighty.
Well, but if Gordon would have said it, you'd double over in laughter.
Mike, don't talk during the replay of something because people get it confused with what was actually going on. You understand?
I didn't talk during the replay.
Yeah, you were.
You just did.
All over it.
You just talked.
Oh, I did?
Yes. If Gordon said it, you'd be laughing all over the place. So, You understand what the problem is with the listener out there?
No.
They get it confused. Okay.
All right. I wish you hadn't said that.
All righty.
Why?
I don't think that drives TSL up.
It's tough to tell,
I don't care.
Though. Clearly.
I do know at a minute 26, though. Or
I thought that was certainly emergency
so
break worthy.
Unnecessary.
Well, yeah, it was so unnecessary. Look,
ruined the show.
We're not, yes.
That did not ruin the show.
It did, too.
No, that did not ruin the
show.
You
gave me a damn good laugh, that's for sure.
Good.
I can't believe that wasn't on the e-break. I support the hard line.
See, here, okay, but, Rich, remember this. This is a theme that we're exploring here when it comes to George.
Okay.
Now, George is... tries to put across this image of himself that he's this
the good
family
father,
man.
Family yeah. man, conservative.
Right.
He's and, the opposite.
And I don't think that he likes...
just the uptightness of that Dunham and Miller morning program.
I don't think that he likes our sex jokes.
He doesn't like your butt plug humor?
Okay,
yeah.
Hicks, don't say it again.
They can't stand butt plug jokes
okay.
on the morning show.
Right.
You're not supposed to say that.
Did you just dump yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
It's made my day.
An idiot.
It was awesome.
An e-break within an e-break. Okay, so there's a sex joke that was denied, okay? You ready for another one?
Sure.
That was denied by
sure.
George Dunham?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, here you go. This is when, I believe this was after the Grammys as well, when we were talking about Johnny Depp's appearance and the way that he dressed. Yes, I love Johnny Depp being edgy, but dude, that with those tinted glasses.
Oh, God. But you know what? It doesn't matter. The dude is 50 years old, dressing like he's 21.
Yeah.
And guess who still loves him?
21-year-old girls.
No, every woman in the world.
Yes. No matter
all
what they're.
Them.
Yes. No matter what. My wife, I mean.
I know.
Seriously, we didn't need to mop the floor the next day.
Man.
How so?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know what a discussion of Johnny Depp has to do with mopping floors the next day.
I don't either. I must have misspoke.
What a mess.
Denied.
That was denied?
Red stamp denied.
Definition of an e-break. You look it up in the dictionary, and there's a picture of that segment.
Right.
That's possible.
Yeah, I don't really know if I want that out there, but you get our drift, right?
Boy, I do.
Rich?
More than you'll ever know.
That certainly stopped down your show.
As a part of the... I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
You know, you can speak for this show. As a part of that program, I don't know what was up, but I guarantee you there weren't three things like that. But, it's kind of sex-related,
mm-hmm.
I think. I'm not even sure what the joke meant, but I think it was sex-related. Here's another example. Now, to be honest with you, I really don't blame him for this, but if you really want an emergency break, I mean, you want a hardcore emergency break, this is it. Because just to set things up a little bit, we had just done the story about... 20 minutes earlier from Jake's high school points for sex scandal, in which he and his friends were assigning point value for certain sex acts that were performed in his high school. So we did that whole segment, how he got busted by his mom. It was a great segment. Then we go into community quick hits, and we have a story about a coach who took a 15 or 16-year-old girl into the locker room and started doing bad things to her. And here's Mike.
She told police that he started unbuttoning his shorts.
Got her.
And that she was scared and tried to flee, but he grabbed her by the back of the head. She yelled, but nobody was there. She told police that he forced her head to his crotch and forced her to perform a sex act. She said that...
Is that about a three-pointer?
Dude.
Come on. What are you guys doing later?
I mean, look, I know this is a station that harbors the likes of Gordon Keith.
And yes, you can get Ted on DVD.
But that's the most shocking thing I've ever heard you say. Maybe ever on this
not
radio station.
Even
okay, see, that's his standard.
A rape victim.
This is a standard response.
Even not even close. Not even close.
A kid rape victim. So,
yeah.
That was denied, huh?
That was denied.
I don't blame him for denying that one.
That may have been too shocking for... You know what? That is the most shocking thing that I've ever heard on this radio station.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Who would replay that?
Only us.
Dick Hicks?
Yeah, I don't think we go that way on the morning show.
What'd you think of Carl Edwards winning in Phoenix last week?
That was pretty good. Snap the 70 race drop.
All right, how about something simple like this? Now, we do have a traffic girl. Her name's Alexis. She has fun. This is not, has nothing to do with sex, although I would really like it to have something to do with sex.
You mean with Alexis?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it sure sounds like what you're saying.
So we got this sponsor on there called the...
I have HR on speed dial.
We don't have HR. Called the Schlichting Group. And the guy that voices the Schlichting Group, he's got some sort of speech impediment. And so we were kind of riffing on him a little bit, and this is the way Alexis started her traffic update.
385-8182 or on the web at schlichtax.com. Okay. Stick it up your tailpipe!
Be the cars.
Got a big mess in Grand Prairie right now. This reported service of presscars.com. Westbound I-20 at Great Southwest Parkway accident is blocking the three right lanes. You're slow from Spur 408. Please stop.
Please stop. She meant it too. Now, I think that was an e-brake winner there.
No?
Really?
Yes.
Mm-mm. No, because this is actually from this week.
Oh,
the
really?
Other one, this is the second time this has happened.
Okay, because that exact same thing happened and she won.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, a month ago or so, but this one was from just this week and it wasn't on this morning.
And it was better, right, Jake?
No, it was much better. You guys laid it on a little thicker.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, whenever you hear the emergency brake of the week and you think, well, that was kind of lacking, trust me, it's not because of us.
We're doing our part.
We
clearly
do anything and everything we can, and we get the audio to them.
Yep.
You know, we get the segments, we send it to the guys, they get to review it or whatever, and then they deny us all the time. We're denied. And then you know what? And the ones that they put in there,
they suck.
From us,
lame.
are no good.
Yeah, I mean,
they're no good.
It's nothing. It's things that I wouldn't even think would warrant consideration at all.
Right. And you can blame George for this.
You can
blame the big man.
He just called my cell phone in the middle of the segment.
He did?
Yes.
Dang it. Well.
The big man.
There you go. That's our little complaint to the morning show.
Oh, yeah. You got that right.
All right. Are we flip-flopping here?
Are we flip-flopping, Jake? Cool.
We are. Is that a yes?
Yes. Affirmative.
All right. Up next, another internet hoax, and this time it involves one of the tickets owned.